Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A New York man with a felony record for armed kidnapping told police he was looking for a place to stay when he was arrested for allegedly trying to break into dormitories at the Hotchka School in Lakeville shortly before 1 a.m. Friday. In a story we reported on Saturday morning, state police and school security found Alexander Gimpelson, 59, on the porch of a dormitory and arrested him. Later on Friday, he was arraigned on charges of disorderly conduct, burglary, and criminal trespass in Torrington Superior Court, where his bond was reduced from $250,000 to $10,000. By the way, he told authorities he had tried to gain entrance to a locked dormitory, saying he wanted a place to sleep. He wanted police to respond because he needed a place to sleep and a pillow, claiming he was owned the amenities by the U.S. Constitution. John Jack Edward Rooney of Amenia, New York, passed away August 28th. First moving to Amenia in 1955, he was offered a position at the Amenia Post Office, where he was the rural mail carrier until his retirement in 1983. He enjoyed years of retirement, then took part-time job at the Amenia Transfer Station until finally retiring again at the age of 78. He was a former member of the Amenia Fire Company, survived by his children, Kevin Rooney, Maureen Rooney, Carol Rooney, Cummings, and Michael Rooney, 10 grandchildren. He also leaves his brother, Terrence Rooney of Norwalk, Connecticut. He was predeceased by his wife, Betty, his son, Dennis, his parents. Calling hours will be held at the Huffcutt Funeral Home on Route 22 in Dover Plains on Tuesday from 4 till 7 p.m. A massive Christian burial will be celebrated on Wednesday at Immaculate Conception Church at 10 a.m. 4 Laval Road in Amenia. Interment will follow at the Immaculate Conception Cemetery in Amenia. Caitlin Kinsella had a tough act to follow as the announcer for the Dairy Showmanship at the Goshen Fair on Saturday. By the way, she'll be there today as well. The Falls Village resident volunteered her voice for the job after longtime announcer Doug Carlson of Canaan passed away last week at the age of 74. He was a fixture in the booth at the fair's show ring for years, and the quality of his voice and knowledge of dairy cows gave the competition a professional feel. Quoting here, Doug had a way with words, end quote. As the showmanship concluded, the crowd at the ring observed a moment of silence for Carlson. Kinsella took a break from showing her dairy cows at the fair so she could announce showmanship, which she did while handling her six-month-old son, Henry. A Western New York-based grocery chain, Tops Markets, will close 10 stores across the state as it restructures under bankruptcy protection. Tops says the stores are underperforming and will close by the end of November. The Hudson Valley locations in LaGrangeville, Rhinebeck, New Paltz, and Carmel are not affected. It's open season at Canada Geese in New York. State regulators have set liberal bag limits and extended shooting hours to maximize the number of geese that are taken. Hunters are a part of the state's efforts to curb the overpopulation of resident Canada geese, birds that don't migrate specific distances. State Department of Environmental Conservation biologists believe the optimal population for resident Canada geese in the state is fewer than 85,000. The current population estimate, though, is over 200,000 birds. September Canada goose season in the Hudson Valley runs from September to The September Canada goose season in the Hudson Valley runs from the 1st of September to the 25th. It has a bag limit of 15 birds per day. Work is beginning on the covered bridge in West Cornwall, Connecticut. That will begin tomorrow and be closed to traffic beginning tomorrow for about 1 month. Meanwhile, speaking about bridges, Dutchess County Department of Public Works has announced work on the bridge PP-12 on the Amenia Pine Plains Road. County Route 83 in the town of Pine Plains is expected to begin on or about September 4th. The Amenia Pine Plains Road will be closed starting or about September 4th, with a detour route posted and is expected to reopen in December of 2018. Kent Singers are recruiting singers for four parts in the 2018-19 season. The Kent Singers perform classical and contemporary choral works accompanied by a professional orchestra and soloist. The first rehearsal for the December concert is Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church on North Main Street. It's an open rehearsal, and potluck will be held September 22nd from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at St. John's Church in the New Milford Green. For more information, 860-619-8110 or kentsingers.com. The Rojan Library presents World War I, Our World Remade, reading and discussion program with Aaron Noble of the New York State Museum on Thursday. It also goes through November 29th, 6:30 till 8:30 p.m., six sessions plus short introductory meeting. It's at the library website with no charge. Advanced sign-up is required. More information at rojanlibrary.org. The town of Amenia has a public hearing. The notice regarding the Dutchess County 2018 CDBG project ideas for the town of Amenia. That will be held at 7 p.m. on September 6th to consider projects under the 2019 Community Development Block Grant Program. The town of Amenia will consider projects that meet with the main program objective, which is to benefit low to moderate income persons. Meanwhile, in town of Ankrum, there'll be a Planning Board public hearing on Thursday the 6th at 7 p.m. at the Ankrum Town Hall. Under consideration, an application for a special use permit for a wedding event venue on a parcel of land owned by Paul Spencer, located on Simons Road in Ankrumdale, New York. On Saturday the 8th from 8:30 to 11, the South Berkshire Household Hazardous Waste Collaborative will hold their paint and oil collection in Great Barrington. It's for 15 participating towns in Alfred, Beckett, Egremont, Great Barrington, Lee, Lennox, Monterey, Mount Washington, New Marlboro, Otis, Richmond, Sheffield, Stockbridge, Sheringham, and West Stockbridge. Acceptable materials are oil-based paint, stains, paint thinners, spray paint, and turpentine, as well as waste motor oil. No other type of oil or fuel will be accepted. Latex paint will not be accepted. The Center for Ecotechnology will coordinate the collection. Registration, the deadline is September 6th. To register or find out more, cetonline.org/events or 800-369-3333, extension 142. Marvelwood School will offer a tour of its newly completed campus renovation project, including the Science and Innovation Lab, student commons, and dormitories on September 7th from 4 till 6 on Skiff Mountain Road. For more information, 860-927-0047, extension 1003. Bushnell Sage Library at 48 Main Street in Sheffield invites you to an art reception for Sue Corcoran on Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. Meet the artist and learn about her amazing career. The Bob Cowstown Cleanup Day will take place on Saturday, September 8th in Pine Plains from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Pine Plains Highway Department. It's for Pine Plains residents only, who will be asked to show proof of residency. The following items may be brought for disposal: tires to pick up truck size, $3 each, appliances with Freon, $15 per appliance, metal for recycling, battery types to be determined. Also not accepted will be chemicals, paints, hazardous materials of any kind, medical waste, electronics, fluorescent bulbs, and ballasts will not be accepted. If you're in doubt, don't throw it out. There are people on hand which will monitor the disposals. The Upper Housatonic Valley Regional Heritage Area offering its 17th annual Heritage Walks weekend begins this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th, then the 15th and 16th, the 22nd and 23rd, and 29th and 30th. More information at housatonicheritage.org/events, Heritage Walks, or email programs@housatonicheritage.org. The Kent Art Association Fall Jury Show opens up on Saturday, September 8th, with a gala reception and presentation of awards from 2 to 4, running through Columbus Day, Monday, October 8th, attracting artists from a wide area, including Connecticut, New York, and Southwest Massachusetts. More information, kentart.org. New York Philharmonic organist Kent Triddle will be in a recital at the Smithfield Presbyterian Church in Amenia on Saturday at 3:30. A donation of $20 or any amount is welcome at the door. Proceeds from the recital will benefit the Oratio Society of New York. More information at 718-473-4623 or email sweb00@optimumonline.net. The Sharon Art Walk 2, the second annual collaborative art event featuring galleries and artist studios in the Sharon Green, will take place on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. Participating organizations are the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, with work by Susan Rand, Ice House Project Space, work by Dan Devine, Sharon Historical Society and Museum, work by Allison Palmer, Sharon Town Hall Gallery, photos by Glenn Steelbrandt, and Standard Space, showing Jeff Joyce, the 19th century and after. Teresa Kenny, K.K. Kozik, Colleen McGuire, and Ken Mamola also exhibit their work. Refreshments will be available. On Sunday from 1 till 2 p.m., the Stockbridge Grange at 51 Church Street will serve a public roast pork dinner family style in the hall. $12 for adults. Youngsters under 12 get in for half price. Kids under 5 dine for free when accompanied by adults. Takeouts will be available 298-3185. Due to the Rosh Hashanah holiday and there being no school September 10th, in September 10th, the Region 1 Board of Education meeting has been canceled. There will be a special meeting on Monday, September 17th at 6:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakeandinn.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,964.82, the NASDAQ at 8109.54, and the S&P 500 at 29,01.52. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.